This book is dedicated to Elizabeth Spence, the woman I will love, honor, and respect forever. Maybe someday she will believe also. TFO. Introduction. As the frigid winds of the North Atlantic whip across Newfoundland's craggy shoreline, they carry with them whispers of a tumultuous past, tales of daring privateers, ruthless buccaneers, and untold riches hidden beneath the island's rugged terrain. Welcome, dear reader, to Seize the Seas, Piracy in Newfoundland, a journey through time and legend that will transport you to an era when the line between lawful commerce and outright piracy was as shifting as the seas themselves. Newfoundland, the massive island sentineling the mouth of the Gulf of St. Lawrence, has long been a crucible of maritime history. Its strategic position at the confluence of transatlantic shipping routes has made it a pivotal player in the naval dramas of the North Atlantic for centuries. From the misty banks teeming with cod that lured European fishermen across vast oceanic expanses, to the protected harbors that offered refuge to vessels fleeing storms or pursuers, Newfoundland's geography has shaped its destiny as surely as the relentless waves have carved its coastline. But beneath the surface of this seemingly straightforward narrative of fishing and trade lies a darker, more complex tale, one of adventure, lawlessness, and the eternal human quest for wealth and power. It is this undercurrent of maritime mayhem that Seize the Seas seeks to explore, casting light on the shadowy world of piracy that once thrived in these northern waters. The Golden Age of Piracy, traditionally bracketed between 1650 and 1730, saw Newfoundland transformed into a critical nexus of illicit activity. Yet the island's piratical history extends well beyond this period, stretching back to the early days of European exploration and forward into the twilight years of sail-powered commerce. Throughout these centuries, Newfoundland served as both haven and hunting ground for some of history's most notorious sea rovers. In the pages that follow, we will encounter a rogues gallery of pirates and privateers whose exploits left an indelible mark on Newfoundland's history. We'll trace the audacious career of Peter Easton, the English privateer turned pirate who in the early 17th century established a veritable pirate kingdom on the island, complete with fortifications and a fleet that terrorized shipping throughout the North Atlantic. His base at Harbor Grace became a legend in its own time, a symbol of piratical power and the weakness of official authority in these far-flung waters. We'll also delve into the complex legacy of Henry Mannering, whose journey from pirate scourge to respected admiral and author epitomizes the fluid nature of maritime law and loyalty in this era. Mannering's intimate knowledge of Newfoundland's coasts, gained during his pirating days, later proved invaluable to the British Admiralty, highlighting the often blurred lines between outlaws and protectors of the realm. But Seize the Seas is not merely a recounting of past deeds and famous names. As we navigate through Newfoundland's piratical history, we'll explore how these seafaring outlaws shaped the very fabric of the island's society and economy. We'll examine the complex relationships between pirates, settlers, and indigenous peoples, particularly the Beothuk, whose tragic fate was inextricably linked to the increasing European presence on the island. The book will take you on a tour of Newfoundland's pirate-infested coastline, from the windswept beaches of the Avalon Peninsula to the mist-shrouded inlets of Notre Dame Bay. We'll explore how the presence of pirates influenced the development of coastal communities, spurring the construction of fortifications and shaping patterns of settlement. The remains of these defenses, from cannon emplacements to watchtowers, still dot the landscape, silent sentinels to a turbulent past. Central to Newfoundland's pirate lore are the tantalizing legends of buried treasure that have captivated imaginations for generations. We'll delve deep into these tales, from the persistent rumors of Captain Kidd's hoard at Otter Rub in Placentia Bay, to the enigmatic stories surrounding Red Island. These legends are more than just colorful anecdotes. They offer a window into the psyche of a people shaped by the sea and its perils, where the promise of sudden wealth could offset the harsh realities of life on a remote island. As we explore these treasure tales, we'll also examine the very real economic impact of piracy on Newfoundland.